When the school day ends in Mancos, students enrolled in after-school activities don't have to board another bus or travel to another building. They move from their classrooms to a short period called the Chill Zone, followed by snacks and activities on the school campus. The programs are operated by the Cortez-based nonprofit School Community Youth Collaborative, or SCYC, using a federal 21st Century Community Learning Centers grant. Christine Bryce is SCYC's executive director.
Specifically at Mancos, we have what's called a 21st Century Community Learning Center grant. This is a federal grant, and it allows us to provide out-of-school time programs for free for students at Mancos. Through this program, we provide before-school programs, after-school programs, some Friday programming, and some field trips, depending on what people's needs are.
The program serves kindergarten through 12th grade, although Bryce says the greatest child care need is among elementary-aged students. Because the grant is focused on education, each program includes an academic component. Younger children receive homework help, while older students can receive tutoring in core subjects. The rest of the afternoon allows the students attending to explore their hobbies. Offerings have included running, dance, coding, esports, and a tabletop gaming club proposed by a student. Bryce says the activities are shaped by both student interest and the availability of instructors. Participation is open and students can drop in rather than committing to a full semester.
Any kid that attends Mancos schools can attend for free. Mm-hmm. It's drop-in. It is also open to homeschool kids or kids from other districts. Mm-hmm. I will say the logistics of, like, if your kid goes to school in Cortez and then trying to get them to an after-school program in Mancos could be challenging. For kids that go to Mancos schools, it's just kind of seamless.
Last year, SCYC reported serving 886 individual students between its programs in Mancos and at Montezuma Cortez Middle School. 353 of those students attended programs in Mancos. Bryce says SCYC has no waitlist there and is approaching its sixth year of programming. But the program's accessibility depends heavily on where a family lives and whether someone can collect a child when activities end. SCYC does not currently provide transportation home from activities in Mancos.
We're definitely up against funding challenges. We do have a 21st Century grant, which funds most of it, but we often have to look other places for funding to supplement that grant. Mm-hmm. At Mancos, we're not able to provide transportation home right now, which I think is a barrier for kids that maybe live farther away or parents that couldn't come pick them up at 5:30 when our programming ends.
Providing a second bus route would be difficult because Mancos District covers a large geographic area. By comparison, SCYC does provide buses home from its program at Montezuma Cortez Middle School. Staffing is another constraint. SCYC uses approximately 50 program instructors across its sites, many of them teachers who lead clubs based on their own interests. Bryce says the organization must recruit new instructors as longtime participants step away and struggled last year to find substitutes when an instructor was absent. The program also has to balance its drop-in structure with the number of children its staff can safely supervise.
But I do think a challenge will be if we do max out, like, the number of students we can serve. If we don't have enough staff there, or if we don't currently have enough staff and we have an abundance of students show up that we're like, okay, this is just our limit. Yeah, we want to serve as many kids as want to come, but we also need to keep them safe. We need to keep them fed. And we want to make sure all their needs are met when they're in our program.
Bryce says the program has not reached that limit yet, but SCYC is considering what future guidelines may look like. Its federal funding also requires SCYC to track attendance, academic performance, social and emotional skills, and family engagement. That means the program functions as more than a place for children to wait for their parents. But for many working families, its success still depends on one decidedly practical question. Who can make it back to the school by 5:30? For KSJD News, I'm LP McKay.